fed cattle prices are looking firm to higher this week. Premiums for branded beef are likely part of the driver to the atypically wide choice select spread through the summer and fall. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of December. Prospects for negotiated cash fed cattle prices got a shot in the arm from the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction on Wednesday. There was one lot of Texas steers, 268 head, selling out of a total offering of 878 head. They brought a weighted average price of $120 a hundredweight, which was a dollar higher than last week's country trade in the region. Similarly, choice steers and heifers sold a dollar to a dollar 50 higher at the Fat Auction in Tama, Iowa. There were 305 choice 2-4 steers, weighing an average of 1,453 pounds and bringing an average price of $120.54. That was at the upper end of the previous week's country price. Cattle futures wavered, though, amid the lack of cash direction and sluggish overall trade. Other than 2 cents higher in spot D's, live cattle futures closed an average of 25 cents lower. Other than 7 cents higher toward the back, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 52 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were lower to sharply lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.24 lower Wednesday afternoon at $209.57 a hundredweight. Select was $1.90 lower at $201.57. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower. Other than fractionally lower in the front four contracts, soybean futures closed 1 to 4 cents higher. Sale results from just a couple of Wednesday auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers traded $5 to $6 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $3 to $5 higher. A day earlier, steer calves sold $2 to $4 higher, and heifer calves sold steady to a dollar higher, except for sharply higher undertones for heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds. There were 7,218 head on offer across both days. And at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, feeder steers sold mostly steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold mostly steady to a dollar higher. Weaned steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $4 higher on comparable weights. There are 2,828 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Wednesday amid mixed news and continuing optimism surrounding the presumed Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 27 points lower. The S&P 500 closed a point lower, and the NASDAQ was up 4 points. Although narrowing recently, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out the choice select spread was $19 to $27 a hundredweight from June through November, well above the previous year and well above the five-year average. They explain the spread typically begins to narrow following peak summer beef demand around Independence Day. According to LMIC and the latest Livestock Monitor, 70.9% of carcasses graded choice through November, which was 1% less than the prior year. Prime grading carcasses were higher, though, at 8.5%. With total cattle slaughter through the first week of December 1.4% above last year at 31.1 million head, LMIC analysts say there doesn't appear to be a shortage of available cattle, but there is a lack of choice-grade cattle. Further, they say, a factor contributing to the lower available supplies of choice product are cattle graded for branded programs, which typically include choice and or prime. More specifically, quality-based brands commonly target carcasses that grade in the upper two-thirds of choice. So far this year, USDA certified 31.5% of fed cattle for that category, according to LMIC. That's 7.4% more than last year. LMIC analysts explain branded box beef prices have been commanding an average of $5.30 a hundredweight above the choice box beef price, indicating there may be more choice product going into channels for branded products. adding that the relatively higher price for branded box beef products over choice and more cattle qualifying for branded programs may be contributing to lower availability in the choice category. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.